Okay, let's not take a quiz today. And instead just go straight into it. There's two things I want you to do today. Well, the PCR, the normal PCR lab is the one that we had so much trouble with and still can't get materials for. That's why that PCR pre-lab was canceled. We're still doing a PCR activity. It's just not the usual one. And this one's a lot easier from your point of view as far as the workload is concerned. But anyway, I canceled the PCR pre-lab because it doesn't have anything to do with this one. But you'll need both packets today. You should have already had last week's packet, and if you don't, well, in fact, you already have both, right? Because you got the PCR one last time. Both, but we're doing it. We're starting it today. Oh no, that's canceled.
Okay, yeah, because I tried to click on it yesterday and it didn't let me.
I eliminated it. Yeah. Now, one of the two things that you need to do is DNA replication. So that's going to be using the puzzles again, and that is really straightforward. So I'm not even going to really say anything about it other than to tell you to do it. That starts on page 7. So 7, 8, and 9 of that packet. The what Darwin never knew part, by the way, you just ignore that. We're not doing that at all at the end of the packet. But 7, 8, and 9 is what you do today from that packet. And that's most of the work for today as far as the time is concerned. The other has to do with PCR, though, and you should have already read the background first few pages of PCR, so I'm not going to give you every little detail of what PCR is, but you should definitely read that if you haven't already. PCR is short for polymerase chain reaction, and it's a very useful technique because it can amplify the amount of DNA that you have available. And it got really famous during the O.J. Simpson trial, in which it was used for criminal forensics. That's still a big application, but that's not the only reason it's used. Anytime that you need DNA, for whatever reason, well, anytime that you need more DNA than what you have, I should say, PCR is the answer. In a criminal forensics example, which is easy to understand, you know, sometimes DNA is found at a scene, but not necessarily very much. Sometimes there is just barely any DNA available, and to perform various tests on that DNA, to use it for the investigation, in other words, you actually would need much more than you actually have. Well, the nice thing about DNA, as we've learned in this course, is that it serves as a template for how to build copies of itself. So as long as you have some DNA available to begin with, whether it's in a forensics case or just for whatever reason, you can use PCR to make as much as you want that will be an exact copy of that DNA. And that's because the polymerase chain reaction really just mimics what a cell does naturally, but it does, instead of doing it in a cell, it does it in a test tube. What a cell does naturally is replication, as we've studied, right? And whatever the DNA is in the cell, you have two exact copies of that for the two cells that will come into existence. So in a natural use of DNA replication, that's done only one time per cell cycle, right? Cell makes two copies. Well, PCR uses the same sorts of enzymes and raw materials, basically, to mimic that replication process. But instead of doing it just once to give yourself two copies, you can do it as many times as you want. And each time you do it, the amount you have will be doubled. And so that can add up or multiply up very quickly. Now, when it was first devised as a technique, it was done in by hand in test tubes, very labor intensive, till they proved that it could actually work. And then, of course, since then, it's become automated, and now it's just a tiny little device like this that does everything automatically for you. This is called a thermal cycler, because the temperature has to go up for parts of it and then back down for parts of it. But anyway, you just program the thermal cycler to do as many cycles as you want. Now, typically, we program it for 40, but as long as you give it enough raw materials to the nucleotides, you can do as many as you want. But even if it's just 40, which only takes a couple hours, that the amount of DNA that you have is 2 to the 40th power times as much as you had in the original sample, because it doubles it each cycle. So 2 times 2 times 2, 40 times. That's a big number. But there's no limit, and that's the real utility of PCR. Whether it's for forensics or for any other reason, if you need to make DNA copies, PCR can do it. Well, we haven't gotten real good results historically in the second week. We'll see nothing to do. All you do is set this up today, and then we'll use it next week. There's a lot of times we don't get very good results, and who knows why, but one reason might be that too much was left up to the students. There's too many steps, and there's a lot of things that could go wrong. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I want to blame students, but that could be a possibility. The nice thing is that in this new protocol, it's really hard to make a mistake because you don't have a bunch of steps that you have to do. So hopefully we will get good results next week. But for today, all you have to do for the PCR part is come up to me, let me put some contents in your tubes, and then you put some DNA in your tubes, and I'll put them in the thermal cycler. So that will only take a couple minutes. That reminds me, I should take a couple things out of the freezer. One thing you have to do, though, as soon as I shut up today, is to put gloves on. Don't touch those little tubes with your bare hands. Not because they're dangerous, but because you don't want to get your own DNA onto them. So before you touch anything, put gloves on. This thing I just got out is a box full of frozen tubes with owl DNA in it. And this will have to be liquid for you to pipette it out, of course. So if it's still frozen when you pick two of these, just hold it in your hand for a couple minutes and it will liquefy. And then put it back. This is not just for you. This is for all sections. So you're only taking a little bit of two of these tubes. They're labeled 1 through 20. Just pick two at random per group. It says per individual. You could do it individually, but work in pairs. I think it's better. Anyway, just pick those randomly, and you can take them back to your station, but make sure you put them back into that little freezer when you're done, freezer box. So you're going to get a couple ingredients from me. Bring your tubes up with your gloved hands, and I'll squirt those in. Then you come back, and you put in your owl DNA, according to the instructions. Just so. All that requires is good pipetting. Make sure you're dialing it in correctly. I think you need to use 5 microliters, is that right? So that means this is a 2 to 20, meaning that the highest amount you can do is 20, and there's 3 digits, 2 black and a red. The red is a first decimal place. So 5 would be 050. That means 5.0. All right? Make sure you're using the right tips. They should only have the right tips out. And also make sure you use a new tip. Don't put the same tip back into these DNA things. That'll contaminate it. Well, anyway, when you get your tubes done, which, like I said, will only take a couple minutes, then you need to come over here and fill this out. You're going to put your tubes in this box. This grid corresponds to a grid that holds your tubes in the machine. I'll put them in the machine, but you're going to put them in here. But you need to make sure you know which ones are yours and where they are. So you'll be filling out this sheet that corresponds to the grid as well. I'm going to cross a couple of these out that you're not allowed to use, but any space that's open, just put your identifier in for your two tubes, and then we'll know which ones are yours when we get them back next week. Now, it says in the protocol that you're supposed to label each of your two tubes with a bunch of information, but once you get your gloves on, you'll see how tiny these tubes are, and there's, you can't be writing a book on these things. So it's better, really, just to somehow mark each of your two tubes differently with a different symbol compared to each other or something like that, and make a note saying what the actual contents are. Just make sure you keep those notes until next week. All right? That's all there really is today. Like I said, I'm not going to talk about the DNA replication. You've already learned it, and so playing with the puzzle should be helpful. I'll tell you when I'm ready for you to come up.